Name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to share a story with you to begin the sermon. It's about an old woman who was in a village, and she had a lot of wealth that was passed down to her. And one day a group of thieves come, and they hit her, and they try to steal everything she owned. They took all her possessions. They took everything that her great-grandparents gave her. They took everything that she loved. As the thieves were leaving, she said, "There's one thing you never found and you can never take from me. And it's my precious cross, something that nobody can ever take from me." So the thieves run back in. They look everywhere. They overturn the beds, all the furniture, everything, trying to find this precious cross. They said, "Where is this cross?" And she does this. "This is my cross that nobody can take from me." In this morning's reading, in this epistle, we see St. Paul that says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me." And in the Gospel reading, it says, as Christ said, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." So the cross is the symbol of our faith because Christ gave up his life for us on this cross. This symbol symbolized punishment and hardship in the Roman Empire. It was like the electric chair, if you will, of the capital punishment. Yet this symbol of despair became a symbol of hope. It became a symbol of hope because of Christ. Because Christ, as we look in this icon, he gave his life up for us. But on the other side of the church, he gave us life everlasting through the resurrection. So because of the cross, this is our symbol of hope, of love, and of faith. If you also look at the icons that we have in our church, as St. Paraskevi, for example, she is holding a cross in her hand. Anytime you see an icon of a saint holding a cross, that means they died for the faith, that they were killed because they would not deny Christ. And just like this epistle reading says, that I am crucified with Christ. Why? Because Christ is with us, is within us. So if Christ is within us, we must be ready to prepare to live a life just like Christ. We also see someone who went to find the cross in which Christ was crucified on, was St. Helen. She was the queen, the mother of Constantine the Great. She went to Jerusalem 300 years after Christ was put on the cross. And she found this cross, and near this cross was a plant, what we call the Basilico. And these plants are the plants we have in front of the icon of Christ in the Panagia. And Basilico means the royal plant. Because her royalness went and found the cross of the King of all. And this was on September 14th in 325. So that's why every year at September 14th, we celebrate the elevation of Christ's cross. And throughout history, you also see a lot of invasions in Jerusalem where the cross was taken and it was going back and forth. However, Christ wants us to have the cross within our hearts. When we always do our cross, we do our cross before we go to bed. We always do our cross before we eat. Anytime we're about to do something, we should always do our cross. Because again, the cross is a symbol of faith, hope, and love. This is the names that St. Sophia, yesterday we celebrated the feast day of St. Sophia. She named her three daughters faith, hope, and love. And this is what the cross means for us. So anytime we are in distress or trouble or worried about something, it's not appropriate to say knock on wood. Knocking on wood is going to go just as far as throwing salt over our shoulder. When we say knock on wood, we're usually saying for it to not happen. We say chtipaxilo. However, the most appropriate thing to do is to do our cross and to say, O Theos na filai, may God forbid anything bad to happen to us, and may He protect us through the power of His cross. Amen.